This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 37 for Monday, October 16th, 2017.
This week, we're going to talk about baseball because playoffs, the beer we're drinking, a McDonald's special sauce that nearly caused a riot.
We'll give you some ideas for some clever Halloween costumes. And of course, we'll have a crazy news story.
You know what the 16th is?
Monday?
It's the day
after your birthday?
It's the day after the 15th. Damn it, Robert. My birthday's not in October. It's in January. You should know because at some point we talked about it in January in one of the early days of our podcast. But also, and this is going to sound cheesy, but Callie and I started dating on 10/16 of 2002.
Here it goes.
So it's been 15 years since we have been exclusive. The majority of that time is spent, you know, in marriage, but I mean, also just going out before that.
And bliss.
Yeah. So we don't celebrate it.
You might,
you know, it's overshadowed by the actual anniversary of our wedding now, but I still think still 15. I mean, it's a decade and a half. I've been with the same chick.
That's practically 10 years.
It's practically maybe even more. I don't know. You're all done up in your Nats gear.
Yeah, I am.
Got a big game tonight, huh?
I didn't have it on earlier because I was supposed to go to work, and I did start driving to work, but when Waze told me it was going to be probably 2 hours, after I had gone 30 minutes only to go one exit, I decided to get off and come home and work from home. And I had my lumberjack shirt, another different lumberjack shirt, and as I sat down here and I saw myself in the camera with my TV on in the back with the Nats on, I realized, shit, I gotta gear up.
That's true.
So this, I just put this on. I don't know if that's bad mojo, and I know there's a lot of superstition with baseball. Like, I should have worn what I had on, but the game hadn't started, so I didn't really think it was jinxing anything. So I think I'm clear.
Plus, you're not actually the one playing the game. So, I mean, I feel like, aren't we exempt from all that stuff or no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, during the Nationals games, FP is one of the broadcasters, and he'll say if the game's really going well, he'll say same seats. And if the game's not going well, he'll say get up, move around, do something. But he played. So he's probably carrying a lot of that over.
Probably. It's all hogwash.
I'm hopeful. We're down 1-0 in the first inning, but we're first guys up to bat. So one run. Well, actually, in this series, one run has been a lot, but I'm okay. It's at home.
And let's face it. It's not like you're playing against like the defending World Series champs or anything.
Yes, we are. But they haven't been playing like it, which is fine. But we really haven't been playing like we have been all season. So it's a little bit scary. If we had been belting the ball out of the park like we had been, it wouldn't be as nerving. But I don't know. I'm a bit nervous. But hey, that's what game five's for.
It has been a weird playoffs this year. I mean, on top of the fact that I'm obviously mourning that the Tigers didn't make it. But I mean, just like the Indians losing. And granted, they won five games. But the Indians losing to the Yankees, I mean, we think about it last year. The Indians didn't even lose a game until the World Series. So, I mean, it's just everybody's playing a little bit different than they did during the regular season. It, just more than usual, I think.
Yeah, it's all very strange, but oh, well. Yeah. I've got high hopes for my Nats. Hopefully, I get to keep my flag outside for a few more weeks.
I'm rooting for the Nats and, you know, just in support of you. And I watched the game last night. Of course, I watched the Yankees and the Indians play as well. And I made it to the end of that and then went to bed with a smile on my face because, yeah, fuck the Indians.
Well, that's a division rival for you. So, of course, you wouldn't cheer for them. But I was hoping the Indians would win because I just kind of get tired of those same teams, the Patriots and Yankees and those kind of things. But unless it's my team, unless it's the Packers or Nationals, or in your case, if it's not going to be me, then maybe it's you. That's fine. But any of those other teams that just have that long history of not letting anybody else have a chance, that pisses me off. Schoolyard bullies.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, it was the Indians that lost. And to me, I had nothing personally against the Indians. It's just they're geographically our closest rivals, and also they play so damn well against the Tigers. So I was happy to see them get beaten, but by any team out there, even the Patriots of Major League Baseball.
Well, hey, it's October. It's Two Bob's time, so you're already chugging one, and I'm probably 2/3 through mine. But why don't you say we dive in officially?
Let's do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
This one's good.
Mine's really good.
Last week I was a little disappointed in what I had, and I even went back and I tried it again. Actually, no, 2 weeks ago. Last week I had the Pumpkin, and that was good. But this week I've got another pumpkin one. I think it was 2 weeks ago that I started wavering a little bit. I think I went from a 3.5 to a 3.25, and I think I eventually settled on a 3 because I tried it again, and it still wasn't quite as good.
So. Wasn't digging it. That's the worst.
No, it's all right. I felt bad. Anytime there's a review on the show, I like it to be good, but at the same time, I'm not going to bullshit people, and I couldn't make it happen.
Well, if it sucks, it sucks. We owe it to people to spread the word.
Yeah,
not all beers are good. And even the one I had a couple weeks ago, you know, I went as far as saying I don't think there's any, there are some that are just terrible beers, but like, especially if I see one that I don't personally like, but it's rated a, you know, 4 on Untappd. Like, obviously there's people out there who enjoy this beer.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like 2 weeks ago, we just batted 0 that week. I mean, we just, neither of us enjoyed our beers. But I was honest. I said, listen, it's not for me. Some people probably will like it, but I'm not one of them. And, you know, it is what it is. But this week, I'm pretty happy with what I chose.
What do you got?
What I have is a Right Brain Brewery Naughty Girl Stout. And it's a play on words. I was afraid that it was called, after I brought it home, because I read it really quick, and I thought it said Naughty Girl Scout. And then I saw it said, it's a Naughty Girl Stout, and I'm like, all right, it's got to be a play on words, because otherwise I'm drinking a beer that's called Naughty Girl Stout. Like, it's,
well, that's what I thought when I saw it in the listing, that it was that, until you actually told me what it was.
Yeah, so it's not a beer for naughty girls. That was my concern. I'm like, am I drinking a woman beer? But no, it's not. It's a fucking beer. So anyway, the Naughty Girl Stout from Right Brain Brewery out of Traverse City, Michigan is a stout brewed with mint. It actually has real mint in it. So, and on top of the fact that it's a delicious beer, it also helps keep your breath fresh, which I also appreciate about it. So this one here is 6.3% alcohol by volume. It's available in 12-ounce bottles, 6-packs, 22-ounce bottles, and draft. I got a 6-pack. Availability, so it's seasonal. It's November through March, so I'm just getting this at the, hopefully this is this year's batch and not last year's batch that I'm drinking. But I didn't see any, like, dust or anything crazy on the packaging or the bottle that would lead me to believe that it's just old. But anyway, the Naughty Girl Stout is deeply flavored, yet refreshing and cooling. The sensual, full-bodied stout combines rinsed chocolate flavors with an infusion of biodynamic peppermint from Light of Day Organics in Traverse City, Michigan. Our chocolate mint stout delivers everything you love about chocolate mint cookies without the crumbs in your sleeping bag. So what I like about this beer, though, I mean, it's a sweet stout that's you know, you can definitely taste the chocolate and the mint. It tastes like a thin mint that you would get from the Girl Scouts. And it's a really good beer. I've drank probably about 3/4 of it already. Really enjoying it. It's not too sweet. I don't feel like I'm like drinking like just ground up cookies or anything like that, but you can definitely taste those flavors in there that make you feel kind of like you're eating chocolate mint cookies.
Well, I'm glad you found that, because I don't even remember exactly when it was, but a few weeks back, try to remember exactly when it was. It was out for a short time, and I tried to find some in the store, but I had it on tap, but it was made by Southern Tier Brewery, which is the one that made the Pumpkin that I had last week. And they had one called Thick Mint Imperial Stout. And I was looking for it to be able to drink it on the show, because it sounds very familiar to what that is. And it was a lot like drinking a thin mint in a glass, just in a beer. It was so good. So you like that. Did you get a whole pack, or did you just buy the one again?
So I got the six pack. I was trying to actually, my intention was to go get a pumpkin ale because, you know, we have some Halloween stuff going on during this episode, and it's that time of year. And once we get into November, like, you know, it's cliche to drink pumpkin beer, I think, at that point, or at least, you know, latter half of November, I should say. So I decided to try to get a pumpkin ale and just completely past the usual place that I... Yeah, it was me. Just completely past the place I usually go to buy my beer. And so I ended up going to kind of an auxiliary place, and they didn't have any pumpkin ales. But as luck should have it, I found this, and I'm really happy with it. I will definitely, if I'm looking for something, you know, a little bit unique of a flavor, this definitely has it. And it's definitely something I would consider drinking again in the future. In fact, I've just finished the entire thing, so.
I'm looking to see if they have any, like a store locator that would show where they have them. But I don't see any near me. But I do see they have a pumpkin spice CEO.
Oh, that sounds good. The CEO stout, which I've had on the show, yep. Is a really good stout that they make. It comes in a can, and it's a good beer. You know, they have a lot of good ones. As I'm going through the list here, there's a ton of tasty looking beers. They're up in Traverse City, Michigan as well, so which is the northern part of the Upper Peninsula. So distribution wise, I don't know how far they distribute outside of Michigan or just like the Great Lakes region. But they're a really good brewery.
Yeah, it was episode 25 when you had that one. That was a little while back.
I'm already opening up my second beer. It's going to be a fun night, Robert.
Well, I'll let you drink that while I tell you about mine. But this week, I've got a Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. And I know I said pumpkin or pumpkin and pumpkin ale, but I'm getting them all mixed up. But this one is...
It's a pumpkin ale?
No, pumpkin.
Pun? Pumpkin?
P-O-N-K-I-N.
Oh, pun.
A nickname or a... We call that a pet name, I guess it would be.
That sounds stupid.
It is stupid, but I love it. It's full-bodied brown ale with smooth hints of pumpkin, brown sugar, and spice. So as we've discussed, that's pretty much all the same thing. It says every beer has a story. Here's pumpkin ale. A full-bodied brown ale with smooth hints of pumpkin and brown sugar. We brew our pumpkin ale with pumpkin meat. I don't taste any of it in there, pumpkin gristle. Brown sugar and spices. Hope they cut the fat off it. As the season cools, this is the perfect beer to warm up with. Pumpkin Ale is named after the seriously off-centered Southern Delaware extravaganza, Pumpkin Chunkin'. Check out some of these videos of Pumpkin Chunkin'.
A lot of words.
In fact, Pumpkin Ale made its debut as it claimed first prize in the 1994 Pumpkin Chunkin' Recipe Contest. So, I don't know if you ever watched Pumpkin Chunkin', but they put them in those big, I don't know what they call it, almost like a big slingshot. What the old guys use probably in your Game of Thrones? They put the big rock
catapult?
In the, catapult. Yeah, but they fling the pumpkins to see how far they can throw them.
Pumpkins.
Whoever gets their pumpkin to go the farthest wins.
That's a hell of a resume for a beer, Robert.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah, it is good. So it's got a... I got a six pack, and it's the, like I said, Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale, and it's good. I taste the pumpkin in there. I do taste the brown sugar, so it's sweeter than some of the others. I think the brown ale helps to kind of tame it, because I think the one a couple weeks ago was just a little bit too, not bitter, but it was very ale. It was very, a very strong taste. And usually for me, I think the pumpkin beer should have a little bit toned down of a flavor, I guess.
It was very ale.
It was very, you know, not like a stout or, I know I don't have the exact way to say it.
It was ale as fuck.
It was AAF. But if you think about an ale, you don't like ales, right? And that's why I'm using that.
I mean, some ales.
I know you like them, but, you know, ales have that very strong, bitter taste to it, or an ale versus a stout is a very distinct difference. And that's why I was trying to say it was more ale than anything. So yeah, ale as fuck probably describes it. I like it.
I'm quite the wordsmith, sir.
Now, can you get Dogfish Head up near you at all? Have you ever seen them?
I don't think I've seen it. I know you've drunken as you do.
You've drunken.
Oh man, this is going to be bad. You have enjoyed a couple of their beers while we're recording the podcast, right? You've had their beers before on the podcast.
I don't think so.
I searched on our little thing. False.
I did.
How have I heard of this brewery though? If
I don't know,
you've had it on the show, Robert.
I looked at the list and I don't see it on there. You check. You know, that's something we haven't talked about in a while.
Wouldn't be the first time you've messed something up on the website.
I do my best. I did a search. So if you go to thetwobobs.com, across the top says, what are we drinking? It's not for you.
I know.
But
how do you do it?
I'm going to do a search. I did one earlier. And I even just a search for fish shows nothing.
I got this.
Maybe saw it passing through somewhere or down at the beach.
Founders.
No dogfish.
Devil's Backbone.
Yeah, it might be. That's another one of those D's. You're confused.
I feel maybe they do have it up here then. Like I know the brand, that's the thing.
It's got the shark on it.
Yeah, I know, I've seen that. Wait a second, hold on.
No, you haven't had it. I did a search and I didn't search just for me.
What?
Now you're making me mad.
I don't know. I don't know, Robert. We had a fucking show to do, though.
I'm going to edit all
that. No use in continuing this tirade. Hey, you can find out about the beers we're drinking by downloading the Untappd app onto your mobile device, whether it be iOS or Android, or you can go to their website if you actually do things on regular computers anymore. That's Untappd at UNTAPPD, which is a social network for beer drinkers such as Robert and I. And I can be found at PhilRoberts33. And where can you be located?
I'm at RobertK328.
As always, too, send us in beer recommendations.
Yeah, we like to hear from you and see if there's anything we're missing. I think there's a lot of good beers out there that maybe we haven't even thought to try, but if we can find them, we'll give it a shot.
It's like Miller Lite or something. Keep that shit to yourself. But good beer, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, you just share that with your sink. Did you see the hubbub? Do you like chicken nuggets?
I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, chicken McNuggets specifically.
Who doesn't like chicken nuggets?
All right, well, we're gonna have a little deviation here. Now, do you like the McDonald's ones? Are those your favorite, or do you like Wendy's? Or I don't think I've ever had Burger King, if they even have them. But so Wendy's, Burger King, what?
It's gotta be McDonald's. Like McDonald's just knows how to. They have a knack for making really shitty stuff taste delicious in my mouth.
They can mechanically separate a chicken better than anybody.
They can mechanically separate all the chicken pieces, make it into like a pink paste, tube paste, and then make it look like a chicken nugget, and I want to eat all of them. How about you, though? All right, what kind of nugget guy are you?
I like the McDonald's ones, too, mostly because I like the mustard. I like the hot mustard.
Oh, I do like the hot mustard.
Yeah, it is good. And that mustard is not good on anything else. Like, it's good on French fries, but I've tried it. It's kind of like the mustard for egg rolls. That mustard is really good.
I don't know if I've ever had egg roll mustard.
That comes in the packs. You put the duck sauce on there, the sweet.
Yeah, you put the
That's dumb. No, hot mustard next time.
Damn it, Robert. But I didn't know about this. I didn't know any better. They don't do that here. My Chinese people are different than yours.
Well, yeah, if you get... All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning before we get back on the road. But the mustard from the Chinese food places, if you get it in the packet, you can easily use 2 packets per egg roll. And that's the thicker egg roll.
Okay.
You know, the ones with a little bit more girthy ones, not the little skinnies.
Do you go for girth?
I like my egg rolls to have girth. So the spring rolls are not as good because there's not as much stuff in them. They don't have the little shrimp nubs and the talons in there. Right. So you get those. But if you go to a Chinese restaurant and they give you the mustard, be very careful. It will burn your nose hair if you use too much.
So you got to use just a little bit.
I learned that the hard way.
Some nice, thick, girthy egg rolls with shrimp nubs, and then put just a little bit of the mustard.
When you get the girthy egg rolls, make sure they've been deveined.
I've learned so much this episode already.
So My real point for this is earlier this week, and I don't know, and I don't watch.
What are we talking about? Oh, okay. Hey, look, there's an article that you sent me.
I'm working on my segues. Yeah, so I don't watch Rick and Morty, and I've tried, and I know Brian likes to watch it, and I don't know who else, but
I've never
it looks like a cool show. I think it's just another like Family Guy or any of those kind of things where it's anyhow, but evidently they've got a very strong following. And during one episode, they had this Szechuan sauce, and McDonald's decided that they were going to put it out there. They had like a 1 day only October 7th where they were going to allow it. And they shipped all this sauce to these stores, and they promoted it for Rick and Morty fans. And people lined up all around, like you're waiting in line for an Apple iPhone release, only to find out that McDonald's stores only had 20 packets per store. So usually, if you're going to get nuggets, you're going to at least use two of these things.
Sure.
People went crazy.
Oh, I'm sure they had to have. I mean, if I'm going to wait in line for anything, and then I found it, like, it's like the Black Friday sales where the store, you know, they advertise the shit out of this, you know, hey, here's a 55-inch 4K television for $99. And, like, so people lose their shit over it. But then they get in there, and there's, like, three of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they're gone. But that's at least a big savings. That's why people get
murdered that day.
But this is a sauce packet.
But, yeah, but it's tasty, right? Like,
nobody knew.
They're just, so are they, so let me ask, do you think that were they fans of Rick and Morty or fans of Szechuan?
I don't even know how to say it, but no, they were fans of Rick and Morty. So these people are lining up, and the only reason that this sauce was popular, because otherwise who cares and who would know, but they were fans of the show, and they lined up to get this stuff, and they only got, I mean, it got so bad, there were riots, there were people having to call the police, they were basically giving out numbers, a lot like the iPhone, where if you get there to the store and they've got 20 of them, they're going to come out and hand out numbers. So basically, these people are guaranteed, and anybody else, who knows? So that's what they did with this sauce. And evidently, each store only got 20 packets, if they got any at all. So people waited for hours to get this sauce for their nuggets, only to find out that it wasn't available.
Oh, my God. If I were a franchise owner, I would have sold each packet for $1,000 each.
Well, exactly. But can you think of any food, though, that you would line up again, or even, I mean, I guess let's specify that it's a fast food. Can you think of any fast food or sauce or anything that you're going to line up for hours for this?
No, that's the thing. I won't line up. I don't care if there's one person in line. I order, like, when I go to Taco Bell, I order that shit ahead. I want it ready when I get there. I don't want to wait. Like, I get fast food because it's fast. There's some food, pizza, that I would actually like wait in line for if it was really good and it's like a special edition something that I thought would be tasty. But for Szechuan sauce for my nuggets, probably not so much.
No, because you know it's not going to be as good as the mustard. We waited for probably an hour and a half, I think, for cupcakes. You know that show Georgetown Cupcake that was on for a while, I guess, on Food Network, TLC or whatever.
No clue.
But they were, it was very popular, and actually probably still have lines out there, but it was kind of silly to wait an hour and a half for cupcakes, but we did. They weren't that good.
I got a bunch of really tasty cupcake joints that I could get to without any line and be in and out in 5 minutes or less. So,
well, they weren't on TV. You can't go in there and take all those pictures for Instagram and
I don't care.
Let people know, look where I was. Look where I was buying $30.
Know me. I couldn't care fucking two less about it.
$30 cupcake.
Whatever. I couldn't care less.
All right. Well, I was just checking.
I'm glad you enjoyed your cupcake, though, but other places have good cupcakes that don't have two-hour waits.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of them out there now all because of that.
What are you going to do? Go there. Like, you lost that time of your life that you're never going to get back for a shitty cupcake.
Yeah, and I think it might have even been raining a little bit.
Oh, my God. Fuck that.
Not that much, though, because otherwise we would have skipped it.
The last time I really waited in a line, remember when swine flu was a big thing? Was that the HB1? Yes. And so, like, you know, we all lined up like we were all, like, going into, like, we were basically convinced that we were just gonna die if we didn't get this vaccine. And at that time, Colin was an infant, so he couldn't get his flu shot. So Kelly and I waited in line to go into a trailer to get our HB1 vaccines. But that was different. That was, hey, we don't want to die. So
no, I've waited that long for probably, I think it was the Cheesecake Factory. Okay. Those places, I mean, but that's different. Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, I mean,
you know what you're getting there. It's fucking delicious cheesecakes.
Yeah, not McNugget sauce.
No, their food's good, too. Eat the food and then finish with the cheesecake. It's the perfect ending to a great meal. Yeah,
get some and go home. Yeah. Well, I'll post a link to the article for the Szechuan sauce. It's pretty funny. There's little clips here of people rioting, which isn't funny because it's kind of dumb, but at the same point, it's funny because it is dumb. Oh, well, you blow your nose.
Sorry. I had a Snuggie.
Oh, tied up.
Oh, they're tied. They have the same amount of points now.
That's good.
So earlier I had mentioned that we had some Halloween content, and I love Halloween, and another thing I like is clever puns. So this, what's nice about this is it's 23 pun costumes for a clever Halloween. So it brings, multiple things that I just love, puns and Halloween together, and I feel like it's worth us talking about here.
You work with the public. Do you have a Halloween theme or where you can dress up at work?
You know, I give millionaires financial advice, Robert, so I feel like if I were to be wearing a Halloween costume, that might just destroy my credibility with any clients or prospective clients that might be sitting in front of me. So, no, we don't do the Halloween thing. Although I do, I haven't worked a Christmas Eve in a number of years, but when I used to wear a Santa Claus tie on Christmas
Eve. That's different.
That's as crazy as I got, though. How about you? Do you wear a Halloween costume to work?
Well, yeah, Halloween's a pretty big deal where I work. There's always a party, and then we have one in the conference room that gets decorated like a haunted house kind of thing. So it's pretty important to the company to have that. So we have a few hours that day, and you can come dressed up, but we don't really have, I mean, outside of the front desk folks, there's not really a whole lot of interaction with the public. And those that do, it's the FedEx guy, the UPS guy, the mailman, sometimes. Not really clients. We'll tend to not have those meetings for the Halloween party day, but we do have that. And that's actually the hardest part for me, is trying to figure out a costume, and then one, figuring out the costume, and then two, finding 15 minutes to go and try to buy it. But I'm not really that creative to kind of come up with anything. So I'm actually excited to go through these and see what it is, because I don't have a costume this year. In the past, I've had some, or I've just skipped it, or I've worn, you know, something that's just a t-shirt kind of costume.
So you might get some ideas here then.
That's what I'm thinking. That's where I was going with that. I don't know if I did it that well because I was pouring my second pumpkin ale.
No, you did a phenomenal job there. Well, since you're working on your ale there, I'll do the first one. So this one is called Brush with Death. And it's a guy in like a Grim Reaper costume holding a giant toothbrush.
Well, that's good.
It's funny.
And the thing about this is, a lot of times, like vanity license plates, they're hard to decipher. I'm hoping some of these aren't that hard.
Yeah, I mean, if they're too hard for us to figure out, they just weren't quite clever enough. It's not us, it's them.
I'm glad you didn't take that back to girth there. But this next one here is Oh Dear and Holy Cow, and it's two young ladies, one of them wearing a set of antlers on her head, and she's got her nose painted black, and she's wearing, her shirt says O, so O-H.
Oh, dear.
And then, yep. And the other young lady says, holy cow. And she's got a white shirt with black, I guess, black patterns on it and wings.
So she's dressed like cow, and she's got wings and like a halo on her head as well.
Yep. So she's the holy cow.
She is the holy cow.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. This one.
I like it.
This is Jack O'Lantern.
No, Jackie O Lantern. <Never mind. laughs> Her cheekbones are not high as they should be. That's probably what threw you off.
Jackie O Lantern. And it's a man or woman, you can't tell, wearing like a jack-o'-lantern mask with, you know, short. It looks like Jackie O, but is a jack-o'-lantern.
Yep, the face is a jack-o'-lantern.
That freaks me out a little bit. Let's go to the next one.
This is Katniss, and this is somebody dressed up as a cat, but she's also got a bow and arrow like Katniss Everdeen from the Hunger Games franchise.
Clever.
That's clever.
But this is the problem. Like, with some of these, like, I don't want to spend all night explaining to people my costume. So I need a guest list with all their email addresses so I could send them an email so that way people wouldn't ask. And if somebody was
little cards.
And if somebody was like, "Hey, what's your costume?" I'd be like, "Check your fucking email." That's what I would do.
Yeah. I'll send it to you tomorrow. I
think mine better. All right. Yep. Candy wrappers. So the okay. So it's two girls that are dressed as, like, they're wearing hoodies. They're dressed as wrappers, apparently, like backwards hats, hoodies, sunglasses, and they have candy wrappers all over them, like attached to their shirt. So they're candy wrappers that are wrappers.
That's punny.
That's so punny. Pun intended.
This one I could see me doing, but funny. It's a guy there and he's wearing a maroon long sleeve shirt and he's got the number 5 on it. So he's maroon 5.
By the way, I'm drinking another vanilla Java porter because it was the first beer that I saw in the fridge.
I thought you had a 6-pack of the others. You've already moved away or you're saving?
Well, you know how I do it on the show, Robert. I have the one beer that's new and then I drink something else. I could have drank two of these, but I'm always afraid. Like, I want a familiar beer to be my second beer, because what if I drank this and it sucked? I'd have to drink two shitty beers. I try to mitigate my, you know, just like we often do in wealth management, I, you know, mitigate my risk a little bit here by having a diversified selection of beer.
Well, if it was bad, you'd only have one. That would teach good. You to buy a bad one next time.
I didn't. Damn it, Robert. Shut up.
I'm just telling you. You're not the boss of me.
So this is a guy. This is a guy who's wearing like hospital scrubs. He has a stethoscope around his neck. And it says, on his name badge, it says Pepper MD. So he's Dr. Pepper.
That's good.
Yeah, he's funny.
This one, I think, is a bit of a stretch. This is probably one that you're going to have to explain to everybody. But this is another young lady, because I think they tend to be more creative. But she's got a pendant. She's got a hat. She's got a T-shirt and some pom-poms. And everything says ceiling. So her pendant says ceiling. Her hat says ceiling. And her shirt says ceiling. And she's a ceiling fan.
Well, I mean, it's probably easier just to do this and explain it than to actually dress as a ceiling fan.
That's right. Just put a picture of it on your shirt.
All right. All right, so this is a lady who has like she's wearing it like around her head, like a hat that looks like a cloud. So it's kind of like something like she just covered it in like cotton to make it look like a cloud. And there's like love beads streaming down from the cloud hat. And she's wearing a shirt with like a lightning bolt on it. And she is a brainstorm. I feel like she's probably like a fourth grade science teacher and she needs to go back to school.
This one I've seen somewhere. It's pretty funny. So if you think back to the deer earlier, it'll make sense. But the first guy is a couple, and the guy is dressed up as the dill pickle. He's got a big green costume with little nubs on it, like a pickle does. And the lady is dressed up as a deer. So she's got brown fur jacket on and brown pants, and her nose is painted black, but this is a dildo. That's another one you're going to have to explain.
Yeah, and then when you do, you're like...
It's not that funny.
Yeah, sorry, Aunt Bethany, for having to explain that to you. Maybe we should have made different choices at the family reunion Halloween party.
This one's made for you, by the way.
This one is, and this one... I mean, obviously, this is a screenshot from an episode of The Office where Jim simply just took three black circles, cut them out, and put them on one side of his shirt going down on the one side of the tie, and he used a three-hole punch.
Jim was one of those that was a master of doing just enough to get the point across without going overboard. You know what I mean? Like, this is a perfect example of that. He was very good at coming up with those things to do that it didn't take a lot of time and effort, but they were made, really made the point come across quite well.
Good old Jim Halpert, you know, the world.
I miss Jim.
I miss Jim too. The world was a better place with him working at Dunder Mifflin in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The next one, I guess I understand it, but it's a guy with a cardboard hat on his head that looks like a large cruise ship. And the title is Capsized Ship. So I guess it's supposed to be capsized, that is tipped over, but it's the size of a cap. So it's cap-sized.
That's ship. Not clever at all. That's just stupid.
Why does it have all those little green spots all over it?
I don't know what the hell kind of ship this guy was thinking about. Well, they have like the windows, like they have the circle windows on a lot of ships. But why are there windows on the smokestacks at the top?
That's stupid.
They don't put windows there. I'm not going to.
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Even if I could get a really good deal on a room that's inside of the smokestack of a ship, I probably wouldn't go for that one. All right, next one. Okay, so this is a chick who is dressed like a chef, and she has like iron, like spray starch in one hand, and she has an iron in the other hand, and she is the Iron Chef. Derp.
This one I don't quite get, but he's Edgar Allan Poe, and I don't understand what all the hell he's wearing.
Wait, let me see if I can.
Can you figure it out?
Let me see if I can get it.
Yeah, this is like one of those ones. Like I said, it's like the vanity plates where you gotta really gotta study it to try to figure it out.
Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah, I think I don't understand that.
Bullshit.
This guy's gonna. He looks to explain
like just somebody dressed up as Edgar Allan Poe. There's nothing witty about it.
But he's wearing like what? Does he have a defibrillator or like?
That's stupid.
That really is stupid. He needs to go get a different costume. Why does he like? He's got a Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, like there's a raven. There's a like.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
But the defibrillator thing doesn't. I don't know what it's from.
Or there's like a tube though. There's not a big tube. Coming out of a defibrillator, and he's got a gun. Is he just like a combination of all? Like, is he a mashup of all of like Edgar Allan Poe's famous work? Maybe I don't know. Let's move on. It's stupid.
Next one's yours.
So it's a guy wearing. Oh my god, this is stupid. it's a douchey looking guy that has like a stuffed chicken. Attached to a cord of some sort, and he's wearing a blue shirt. So he is Chicken Cordon Bleu, and he deserves to just. I don't wish death upon him, but I just wish he would go away, and I'd never see him again.
He's got the look on his face like the capsized ship guy. There's something wrong with it, and I don't like it.
I think the problem is some of these people think they are more clever than they actually are, and he's one of them.
Now, this one, I understand, but it's a lady in a hula skirt and the coconut bra, and there's a guy behind her in his hoodie, and he's got boxing gloves on. They're Hawaiian Punch.
That one's kind of funny.
That's pretty
good. I like when people do combination costumes where together, like separate, it looks like just some chick that's dressed in a Hawaiian, like luau costume, and a guy who's a boxer, but you put them together and they're Hawaiian Punch, so that's clever. So this guy he's wearing like a bubble costume, like a bubble wrap costume. I don't even know where you get one of those, but another guy, I don't know if it's the same guy.
I don't think so.
It's a different guy. They're together apparently, and he's dressed like a white 80s rapper, and they are bubble rapper.
No. Well, no. It's okay that they're together. That doesn't.
They tried too hard.
Yeah. Wow, this one's good. She's a looks like a Disney princess, but she's wearing little tacos, almost like around a belt, and she's holding a pack of taco sauce, and she's a Taco Bell.
Oh, clever!
She's the princess.
Puns. This is a chick who's dressed as a devil, who has an egg. Like a cooked egg, like a sunny side up egg attached to her, and she is a deviled egg. Sorry, look at the next one. That's funny too.
This next one's pretty good, and it's a couple again. It's two ladies here, but there's one of them's dressed up as a giant salt shaker. It says Morton Salt on it, and the other one looks like she's a Duracell battery, so they are a salt and battery.
Clever bitches. This lady is dressed like a ladybug, and she has a camera around her neck and what appears to be storm shutters also hanging from her person, and she is a shutter bug.
I guess in case you didn't get the camera part, you had to see the shutters.
Yes, in case you didn't realize that cameras had shutters. Otherwise, you'd think it's just maybe a lady dressed as a ladybug that has a really outdated camera.
This person's dressed up with black robes and long, kind of like Gandalf-style beard coming out of a football helmet, holding a giant staff, and it's a fantasy football.
So picture Gandalf wearing a football helmet.
That's good.
That's clever. I like that one.
This one's good.
All right. So it's a husband and wife, or man and woman, that are domestic partners who are, they have black eyes. Assumably, they're not really black eyes they're painted on. Assumably.
That's fine.
Presumably, they're not real black eyes, they're just painted on, but they're wearing white shirts with peas on them, so they're the black-eyed peas. Who comes up with this shit?
Now, the next one I like a lot. And this is another two young ladies here, and they're dressed up with large donut, looks like floaties for the pool. They're also dressed up in basketball uniforms, so they're the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I like the donuts.
I do like donuts.
So these fuckers right here are sharing a French baguette with each other, and they're drenched.
This is an island surrounded by water,
ocean water. So these people here have a French baguette and they're holding it between themselves and biting each end of the French baguette. They appear to be dressed as mimes, which are, you know, France is their homeland. So they are French Kiss.
Oh, the Kiss, because of the face makeup. They've got the black stuff on their face, like the band Kiss.
Okay. I got this. Let me try. I got this. Let me try again.
No, I'm leaving it in like that. You're done.
I didn't even realize that their faces. I see their faces are painted.
That's why you said they're dressed like mimes. I'm like, well, no, those aren't mimes.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. But they're still dressed. Well, they're dressed as French people with Kiss faces.
Well, the red scarf and all that around his neck.
They don't have the tongues, though.
Now, this person here is wearing a shirt that's got bacon on it. And he's got a name tag that says, hello, my name is Kevin. That's good. It's Kevin Bacon. That one's good.
It's Kevin Bacon. That's
wonderful. Kevin Bacon.
That's wonderful. Hey, look at this one, guys. This is a lady that she's scantily clad, wearing what, like headlight, like lights on her her boobies, and there's like a dashed line down the center, like it's a road, and she's holding a deer crossing sign, and then there's a guy standing next to her that's dressed as a deer with this, just like he's frozen and isn't moving, and it is a deer in headlights. That was hard to explain.
It is hard to explain.
I try to stay appropriate with it, though.
Well, this one, I think it says 23 of them, and I think, like last time, we're already on slide 28, so it's probably one of those where it goes, there's really like 75 of them.
Are we really on slide 28?
Yeah, if you go up to the URL, it says.
Well, shit.
Let me see how many. It keeps going.
It seems, Robert, that we've gone past 23, so I'm not exactly sure what happened here. However, but you know what, though? As I go to more slides, it still says 28 at the top. I'm confused. I'm so confused. Why does it say that?
Who knows? Well, the last one here, we'll stop there. This is a lady wearing a pink t-shirt, and she's got pig ears and a pig nose, and she's wrapped in a blanket. So she's pig in a blanket.
There's another one last one here. There's
that
this
next one's good.
There's this guy. Well, I didn't do the let. There's this guy. This guy who is dressed like Dumbledore. He's got the wand and everything like that, but he also has a backpack with a backpack with a map sticking out of it with a happy face on it, like Dora the Explorer. So he's Dumbledore the Explorer.
And he's got the little wig too that has her hair with the little the cut off bangs.
That's great.
Too funny. Well, some of these were silly, but some of them were actually pretty good. As always, we'll post a link in the show notes and we'll probably share it sometime on social. But if you've got a costume that you think is pretty funny, or if it's witty or punny as these were, let us know.
This is one with a bunch of people with pots on their heads with plants in their pot heads. Sorry, I'm done.
Well, you ready for some crazy news?
Let's do crazy news. Live from the Two Bombs.
It does sound like somebody's singing through that, which is actually kind of funny. You could probably hear it.
It was me, right?
It was earlier in there. It was almost like you were doing.
Well, it was.
I know, but I hear it even when you're not there. When I was finding that music, I could hear it in my own headphones, well, and nobody was.
That's
kind of weird. Let's try it again.
The voices in your head.
Did you hear it?
All right, I did hear it a little bit.
Okay. All right, it's there.
That's awesome. I like it.
Our crazy news story this week comes from actually not too far from me in Baltimore, and it involves something that we've been talking about really over the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely. So, you know, pumpkin spice, whether it's made from pumpkin blood and unicorn tears or like just a bunch of random spices, is near and dear to our hearts, Robert. And this is funny because of the situation it caused at a high school in Baltimore that was evacuated and 5 people taken to the hospital in a hazmat scare that turned out to be none other than our favorite spice.
Pumpkin. The Cristo Rey Jesuit High School wrote on its website that a strange odor was detected on the third floor at 2:30. It was a smell they certainly weren't used to, said Bill Heiser, the school's president. It appeared to be getting stronger. The school was evacuated with emergency medical teams treating some people on the scene as Baltimore City Fire Department Hazmat Unit investigated the odor.
So it says 5 members of our community were transported to area hospitals as a precautionary measure. The local CBS station reported that 4 of the patients taken to the hospital reported nausea due to the odor, and 1 was taken in for treatment on an unrelated issue, which I'd like to know more about. The Sun said the odor was traced to a plug-in aerosol air freshener with a pumpkin spice scent. It's better to be safe than sorry, Baltimore Fire spokesman Raymond Clark told the newspaper. The school said classes will be held as normal on Friday. So an entire school was evacuated. People were treated on site. People were taken to the hospital and treated.
Hazmat unit.
There was a hazmat unit all over a pumpkin spice scented air freshener.
Well, that's episode 37.
I think that's it. Another one in the books, Robert. Did you know that 37 is the most commonly used random number? I saw it on Facebook, so it's got to be true.
It has to be true. All the shit we post is true. Right? Like it being pizza month.
Except for that one time when we posted something and then had to apologize for it the next week.
Yeah, what was that?
Other than that, though, that was just one time. It was an isolated incident.
It was one of the crazy news stories.
Yeah.
Although I don't think we ever apologized. I think we kept that to ourselves, but the cat's out of the bag now.
You know, shit happens.
Snopes.
Snopes got us.
Well, if you'd like to reach out to us, we are on all the social things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Two Bobs Podcast is where we can be found there. And
I noticed that you had a phone number.
True Dad Elderly Listener. And our phone number is 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
All right. See you next week.
See ya.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.